Danny and Dusty.
All right. My rock smashes your scissors.
No, not these scissors, pal.
What?
This is a special titanium steel alloy developed by NASA for the space program. These scissors that smash the Raptor smithereens.
With the latest on the Blazers, Ducks, Beavers, and the hottest topics in sports.
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
It's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
They played 100 minutes of soccer in Qatar between America and Iran. And as much as the United States tried to blow it, they win 1-0. They're going to the knockout round!
Moving on to the knockout round. No losses in the group stage.
USA! USA! USA!
Take that, world!
1-0-2.
Okay, now this is where I was going with. This is like a pivot moment for soccer. Because they are in the World Cup. They're finally advancing to the knockout round. And after decades upon decade upon decade of soccer, it's going to catch football. Watch out. It's gaining in popularity. It hasn't all that much. The MLS has grown in popularity, but it is still a very niche sport in our country. And that's not to say that there are not passionate fans, because there are very passionate fans of the MLS and of soccer in the United States, especially here in Portland, you know, Soccer City, USA. But the new generation, it can be captured. I think it will be captured because of what we're seeing with this team, especially if they can win a game.
Every time the World Cup comes around, it does gain a little more momentum. Just a It's never going to be this thing that takes over the country.
No, it won't. But they can capitalize on this a little bit more. If they didn't advance, though, and if Iran would have scored on those several opportunities that they had at the end of the game, you cannot tell me that they would have gained any traction because this has been the golden generation, right? This is the team that's supposed to change it for American soccer. And they go over there and they would have scored, one goal in their first two matches, in which they tied in both of them. And then if they would have scored one goal in this one and had another draw, that's not going to do it. No. That's not going to get anybody. In fact, most of the people, especially after that 0-0 or 0-0 draw against England, were like, that was it? That was actually really fun if you watched the whole thing, because of how close it was and the fact that the Americans weren't supposed to keep it that close and they weren't supposed to draw with England. And they did. They pulled it off. And that is cool. But now that they actually won a game and now that they're moving on to the knockout round, they can't capitalize on this a little bit. Now they got the Netherlands coming up next. That's your team. That's your team.
Yeah, I was just going to say, there's a big...
What are you going to do?
It's literally my heritage versus my current nation. I'm going to derail us for a second.
No. Answer the question, damn it. Don't waffle on this.
No.
You can't do this.
Who
are you going to be rooting for?
USA. USA. Yeah. USA.
That's right.
Of course.
I was going to kick you out of this studio. I've got red, white, and blue undies going on right now. Like my sports pants are tight for America.
I'm literally wearing red, white, and blue right now.
All right.
But derail news. Mm-hmm. James Crepi has just reported that Oregon running back Byron Cardwell Jr. will enter the transfer portal as well.
Yeah, that is the least surprising thing if you know what his mom has been saying on social media over
Yikes!
The last handful of weeks. And with Bucky Irving, Noah Whittington,
taking
Jordan
over,
James
yeah.
In that backfield. Yeah,
that's not a lot of room. But that's a second duck today.
That's not surprising.
Second duck today.
Yeah, Dante Thornton entered the transfer portal as well. It should be noted that those guys were Mario Cristobal
dudes
holdovers.
Yeah.
And this is an interesting one. When you have, and Dante Thornton and Byron Cardwell are great examples of this, they're going to be going in their third coordinator in 3 years anyway.
Regardless.
Like that. There has been so much turnover, and they gave Lanning and Oregon their due, and they said, we're not going to leave our guys hanging. This is the world of the transfer portal, man.
That
guys
they gave
them
a year was actually kind of impressive.
Absolutely. And it's not going to be for everyone. Yeah. And they gave it a run, and they're looking around and seeing, you know, what is, like, just reading off the running back room as it is.
Yep.
Especially with, like, guys like Sean Dollar sitting in that room as well. It's loaded. It is a very loaded.
I mean, hell, we thought Cardwell was going to be the guy when we were coming into Bechtel Media Day.
Yeah. And you go into the receiver room and you look at, you know, Jerrion Dickey, who is a commit that Oregon is trying to hang on to, one of the best receivers in the country. They've got some talent coming in. I think they have another top 300 prospect who's a wide receiver as well. Look, those sorts of things happen where transfers are going to happen, man. I saw that Texas had 7 of them today.
Good.
7 entered the portal today.
In A&M, they had a bunch of their last two gem recruiting classes. I think they've had 5 guys, if I remember right, that have from the last two recruiting classes that are entering the portal.
Yeah, yeah. And so best of luck to those guys as they go on to their next stop.
It's getting busy.
And something to keep an eye on, though, with those Texas A&M guys, Marshall Malkow, who was the director of operations at A&M, is now at Oregon.
Hmm.
Some of those guys, he had great relationships with those guys. If there's availability there and those relationships still exist.
The pipeline.
They could be. Because also, look, a lot of what was kind of being thrown at A&M was on the coaching end, not the talent end.
Yeah, no. I mean, that's how they won games in spite of coaching.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It was the talent end that really got him, you know, had their marquee wins this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
In spite of Jimbo Fisher.
But yeah, the portal, man, it's going to be cranking on up.
It's going to be. And listen, after watching what teams like USC, UCLA, Washington, these teams that brought in so many transfers and were so effective, I think you're going to see this ramp way the hell up. It'll come back down after a little bit, but talking to a few people, that they fully expect, like, the best teams in the country to have anywhere between 12, 15 transfers a year.
No, yeah.
That's insane.
That's what everybody's kind of gearing up for. And this is, I think, the interesting part in what we're going to be looking at is it was against the rules, and we know it was against the rules, but there's no way to prove it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's the way that USC acquired Jordan Addison.
Yes.
He won the Biletnikoff and just said, I'm a free agent.
Yeah.
Who's going to give me the most money?
Mm-hmm.
And that's against the rules, but it's like, okay, prove it. Like, of course he's going to get NIL money wherever he goes. He's the Biletnikoff Award winner,
yes.
For goodness sakes. You're already hearing the rumblings of Drake May at
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Who right now is looking like QB2 in the class next year behind Caleb Williams.
And if you are, like, Dan Lanning better be on the phone with Phil Knight.
Yes.
And saying, okay, like, Dante Moore's commitment is up in the air. You need to figure that. You need to figure out your quarterback position, whether Bo Nix, and in all likelihood, Bo Nix won't return for
his stock's never going to be higher than it is right now, probably.
No. And one thing, though, you can't take out is he loves his teammates. But, you know, with Kenny Dillingham leaving, too, you know, he's been through the coordinator shuffle a lot. I wouldn't expect him to come back. If you have those balls in the air, hell yeah, you go and do it. If you're Oregon State and you're Jonathan Smith, you go, hey, look what we got coming back. You want to be a part of this? And you throw every single NIL dollar that you have at it. And there will be teams that is the route they're going to go.
Yeah.
Is use it to fill that gap.
I mean, USC did it in a roundabout way by bringing in Lincoln Riley.
Yeah.
That brought in arguably the best quarterback in the country with him.
Yeah.
However you've got to do it, you do it. Like, this is pie in the sky. But if you wanted to see, like, a landscape-shifting decision. Oregon State, what's the one thing that they need more than anything?
Quarterback.
What if some booster came out of the sky and offered Drake May the world? And all of a sudden, he uproots from North Carolina and goes to Oregon State.
What if the Reeser family gives him his NIL deal?
His own salsa.
Frozen burritos for life.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
Potatoes, all the potato salad.
All the Redskin potato salad he can eat.
Mm.
I'm a fan of the deviled egg potato salad myself.
Okay.
That is
okay.
A good one.
I like the red skin.
Good one.
That's my go-to.
Frozen burritos got me through middle school.
Yeah.
Red hot beef, baby.
I think we all, yeah.
Is Red Hot Beef like your nickname in high school?
No, that was the name of the burrito.
The Red Hot Beef Burritos.
I know, but you just said it with such confidence and allure to it.
Well, listen, there was the three pack. What was your fave?
It was the Red Hot Beef.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See? We all know.
Duh.
Everybody knows.
I wasn't intending that to be a double entendre.
But it was.
That time.
I'll tell you what, though. The Red Hot Beef, the one thing you could count on was the consistency of temperature throughout. Mm. The beans, that's what got you. You microwave that bean and cheese one. The middle could be ice, and you could run into molten lava 1 millimeter later.
That's right. And that sucked when that happened.
Because you go from the extremes.
Yeah.
And you get
sear your mouth right off.
But
yeah.
Do you expect, and not Oregon State would be the one, but I fully expect some school that we don't anticipate every couple years thinking or getting a booster, a wild hair, and somebody somewhere that's a way bigger name than we expect, like a Jordan Addison, all of a sudden going, I'm going somewhere else because of said money or said opportunity.
That's the world we live in now. I mean, that's not anything.
That's what I mean. Like, so you may see a
you
school.
Just look at it this way.
Like that pop up.
I will read you the top six passers in the Pac-12 conference. Michael Penix Jr., Caleb Williams, Jaden Delora, Bo Nix, Jack Plummer, Cameron Ward.
Literally all transfers.
All of them were transfers. And then you have Tanner McKee and Dorian Thompson-Robinson and Cam Rising. Cam Rising, even a transfer from Texas. But that is what is the world of college football. It's what we saw in the Pac-12 this year and what we're going to see moving forward. Because also out west, we have something that the brand of football is being elevated because of transfers, and guys are sitting there looking, going, I can get an opportunity, and I can shine if I transfer.
Yeah, I can play.
And they'll continue to do it.
This is what Dennis Erickson did years ago at Oregon State.
Yeah, he went through the JUCO route.
But same basic idea of like, hey, you can come play here now, immediately. And I don't care if you have a criminal history.
All right. Easy now. All right, let's go to meat on the bone. Let's get to it. We had some USA soccer and a big transfer in the world of Oregon. If you missed that, you're just tuning in. USA won 1-0 over Iran. They're going to the knockout stage, and Byron Cardwell is entering the transfer portal. Those two things are unrelated, but we talked about both of them in this segment.
Why? Because I derailed it.
Coming up next, we have some meat on the bone. Let's get to the NFL Week 12. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Red Hot Beef, baby.
Danny and Dusty on the Fan. Spider-Man and Freeze in full
effect. All right, we got a lot of meat left on the bone from the week that was in the NFL. Week 12 of the NFL. Cue the NFL Films music, sir.
Oh, yeah, brother.
You know, one thing that I cannot understand, or can I figure out, are the Baltimore Ravens a good team?
No.
You don't think they're a good team?
They're good enough to get leads in every single game.
Yes, there you go.
Then that's the fact, Jack. They are 7-4 on the season. They are leading the AFC North in a virtual tie with the Cincinnati Bengals. But here's the deals. The Baltimore Ravens blew not one, not two, not three, four two-score leads so far this year, three of which have been in the fourth quarter. They were up 35-14 over the Miami Dolphins with 12-12 to go in the fourth quarter. That's a loss.
Did you know?
They were up 20-10 over the Giants in the fourth quarter with 6 minutes to go. That's a loss. They were up 19-10 over the Jacksonville Jaguars with 6 minutes to play on Sunday. That was a loss. They were up 20-3 over the Buffalo Bills at halftime and lost.
They are the only team in NFL history to have a two-score lead in every single game through 11 weeks to have a loss. The other three times it happened, all three teams were 11-0.
See, that's crazy. That's just crazy.
They just find a way
Well, and Lamar Jackson also finds a way to embarrass himself. Would we pay Lamar Jackson with the stat that you just said,
no.
With the fact that he wants a butt ton of money, and you also have this? He lost his cool on Sunday because
that cost him at least $10 million.
Castle Will Kill on Twitter said, when someone is asking for over $250 million guaranteed, like Lamar Jackson, games like this should not come down to Justin Tucker. Let Lamar walk and spend that money on a well-rounded team. To which Lamar responded, boy, STFU, that is, shut the blank
shut
up.
Shut the front door.
Yes.
Y'all be capping too much on this app. MF, that would be mother.
Mm-hmm.
Never smelt a football field and never did. S, never did S, but eat D.
D.
Boy, that's a...
Stay off Twitter, kids!
That's something.
Yeah,
I mean, that's not why you don't pay the man, but on the field is kind of now you're seeing the apprehension that the Baltimore Ravens had. And he came out like gangbusters, man. He the first 4 weeks of the season, he was betting on himself and winning.
Yep, and that's part of the deal here is that, you know, you've got to be able to deliver, and Lamar is a fantastic talent. Absolutely tremendous on every single level. The problem here is that his talent lies more in his legs than in his arm.
Yeah, well.
And listen, he wins you games, and he's tremendous.
That was a hell of a throw to DeSean Jackson.
And when he does have control of that long ball, it is fantastic.
Yeah.
But the inconsistencies and the inability to close games out with his arm. I don't care how good you are as a runner. I don't care. There's never been a quarterback that has won a Super Bowl without having the arm.
All right.
You have to.
No. One guy who has won several games with his arm is Justin Herbert. Over the weekend, Justin Herbert completed his 10th career fourth quarter comeback, which is the most by any player since the start of the 2020 season. He also recorded his 12th career game-winning drive.
Huh.
And he's been around since 2020.
Weird. Is it, again, one team in the Ravens has a bad defense and they can't win games because, well, it's their defense's fault. The other team here in the Chargers has a team that blows leads or can't hold them at all, yet their quarterback with the arm is winning games.
Yeah, which that's probably a statistic. Those two statistics are not one that was it Emmanuel Acho? Isn't he the one that has Herbert in his?
He's got sights? It out for Herbert. Yeah, and a huge man crush on Tua.
Yeah, yeah.
Which weird, but whatever. You know, nobody king shames.
In that 25-24 win where Brandon Staley escorted his balls out of the stadium in a wheelbarrow by going for two in winning. Justin Herbert passed Peyton Manning as the most with the most passing yards through the first 3 years of his career. By the way, he sits second. He is only 603 yards behind Andrew Luck for the most yards through the first three seasons of his career.
Is that good?
Yeah. If Justin Herbert stays healthy, he will have the most career passing yards in the first 3 years of his career. It's just a damn shame he plays for the Chargers.
Yeah, I mean, you can always say that. It's always a damn shame when you play for the Chargers. Speaking of quarterbacks that are doing tremendous things, Jalen Hurts in the Eagles' victory over the Packers became just the fourth player in NFL history to throw for and pass for over 150 yards in a game. He joins the illustrious running quarterback groups that consists of Michael Vick, who had 173 passing and rushing yards and a Falcons win over the Vikings. Colin Kaepernick's 263-yard passing game that was matched with 181 rushing yards.
Jeez.
In the 49ers playoff win over the Packers. And Lamar Jackson had 236 yards passing and 150 yards rushing in a win over the Bengals during his MVP campaign in 2019.
He's very good at football.
Jalen Hurts, just again, here's the difference between him and Lamar Jackson. For anybody out there like, well, what about Jalen? Well, Jalen wins games with his arm, too.
Yeah, and I mean, Lamar has, but it's kind of one of those, the consistency of it all, you know, and everybody's been waiting for that for Jalen Hurts, and they're getting it, and they're getting it far more consistently.
I didn't believe in Jalen Hurts coming into this season. He's changed my mind entirely, not because of his running, but because of his ability with his arm.
It will be the greatest jump that Justin Fields can take, too, if he can, with his arm. Which I still think he can, because look at Trevor Lawrence, man. Trevor Lawrence,
fair.
It took a season and a half.
And he plenty of dysfunction in Chicago.
Yeah, we heard, you know, Andrew Wingard, their safety, is like, he had an Urban Meyer year last year. Chicago, they had a Matt Nagy dead man walking
year.
Where they didn't want to pay him not to coach, so they just rolled his ass out there. And that sucks for him. All right, let's talk a little defense. Enough with these quarterbacks. The San Francisco 49ers are playing like the best complete team in the NFC right now. They beat the Saints in what, albeit an ugly one, 13-0. But what the 49ers were able to do is have another second half where they allow 0 points. It is the fourth consecutive game where they have shut out their opponent in the second half. Now, this was a complete shutout, which is insanely hard to do in the National Football League.
It never happens.
All of the rules are set up for the offense to score. That is one part Saints, one part this Niners defense is the real deal.
Real good.
They are the real deal. Now that everybody's going to be getting healthy a little bit more, that 49ers team, they may not just be the best team in the NFC. They may be playing the best football in the NFL, period.
They have weapons on both sides of the ball, and they can be quite impactful.
Stop me if you've heard this one before. They will go as far as Jimmy Garoppolo can take them.
They might go farther. The defense is pretty good, man. Defense is pretty good. Speaking of defense, Eagles safety, stud safety, C.J. Gardner-Johnson will be sidelined indefinitely after suffering a lacerated kidney.
That's not good.
Yikes! And an impact across the middle with wide receiver Christian Watson against the Packers. The stud safety doubled down in pain, unbeknownst to him, that he had lacerated his kidney.
Yikes! I don't want to know how that feels, because that
you bust
sounds,
open a kidney. You hit it so hard.
Just
you,
sounds not pleasant. Not
okay, pleasant. I'm gonna give you one of these, and I think I know which way you'll go. Ruptured testicle or lacerated kidney?
Lacerated kidney. I'll take the lacerated kidney.
Have you ever been hit with a kidney punch or a liver punch?
I've been hit in the kidney, yes. But I would... I want nothing to do with rupturing my testicle, Danny.
Let's ask Christian Pulisic about that one, huh?
Yeah,
he might... the look on his face looks like he might have ruptured something.
Oh, my gosh. All right, back to quarterbacks. Tom Brady and the Buccaneers were up by a full touchdown with 7 points with 2 minutes to go in regulation over the Cleveland Browns. They ended up losing, and I love Jacoby Brissett, who was his backup at one point, who said it was effing awesome to beat him. That was Tom Brady's first loss in his career when he was up by 7 or more points in the final 2 minutes of regulation. Prior to that, he was 218-0.
You love to see it.
218-0, and that is the first loss. And I
love firsts.
Stop with
that. I love their firsts.
Stop with that.
Everybody remembers their first.
You love to see it. No, you don't.
I think we do.
How about this? You do love to see this, though. How about the fact that how bad was the Seahawks defense on Sunday against the Raiders?
Go on.
It was very bad.
Hmm.
They gave up the 86-yard touchdown run by Josh Jacobs in overtime was the 11th explosive play allowed by the Seahawks that day. They gave
Good
up
God.
An 86-yard touchdown run, a 36-yard touchdown, a 30-yard touchdown, a 20-yard Jacobs run, a 28-yard Devontae Adams catch, a 20-yard Hollins catch, an Abdullah 18-yard touchdown. Moreau had a 17-yard catch. White had a 17-yard carry. Jacobs had another 15-yard carry. And Jacobs had another 12-yard carry. 11 explosive plays against the Seahawks defense.
Good God.
That in and of itself is a long day at the office. that wasn't all the plays that the Raiders ran.
No. Speaking of long days at the office, I didn't plan this, but this is like an all-Eagles segment here from me. It has been over two calendar years since offensive lineman Lane Johnson has allowed a sack.
That is really good. How many of those was he suspended for steroids?
That was 3 years ago, wasn't it?
I know, I'm just kidding. Yeah. He's suspended for the juice.
Two calendar years without allowing a sack.
And I will leave everybody with this. This comes from Pro Football Focus Sam Monson, and he tweeted this out. This is a two-part tweet. I will give you all of it. Trading Matt Ryan handed the Falcons the largest dead cap in NFL history at just over $40 million. If the Broncos cut Russell Wilson at the start of the 2023 league year, the dead cap hit would be $107 million over the next 2 years.
Okay? Love it.
That is tweet number one.
Love it.
Tweet number two, Carson Wentz has two more touchdown passes than Russell Wilson this season and hasn't played since week six.
What week is it? 13?
It's week 12. It just finished up week 12 in the NFL.
And it's still true. Russell Wilson has more bathrooms in his house than he does touchdown passes.
That is correct. All right, that is meat on the bone. A lot of meat left on the bone from the NFL week.
Woo.
And we will have more NFL conversation as what's luck got to do with it. That coming up later in the show. But next, the worst day on the web. Oh, no way. This guy was a complete and total fraud.
Who could have seen it coming?
Here's Rust with SportsCenter.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Oh, really? That sucks.
All right, our worst day on the web. I say it ain't so. I never would have thought that this man would be a fraud. but here we are. A man that goes by the
Liver
name
King.
Liver King is garnering our worst day on the web. What's his real name? Brian Johnson? Isn't that his real name?
Yeah. He's a social media holistic lifestyle influencer.
I was gonna say, am I the only person that has never heard of this guy before?
Really?
Oh, really? You haven't heard of the Liver King?
No.
So, for those that don't know, those are sharing Jeff Ross, like, what is a Liver King? This is the biggest, burliest, jacked human being you've ever seen who uses a lot of spray tan. He has a huge beard, and he does, like, these, what he calls his ancestral workouts. Like,
did you say incestual or ancestral?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Because, I mean, if you looked at him, you would have
I think
questions.
Those are different, but maybe the same.
Ancestral.
Maybe the same. Okay. Ancestral. Okay.
But he also eats raw liver. And he claimed that all of his holistic eating and living and all of this stuff was all real. Was that you could obtain this physique doing this. Well, somebody kind of goaded him into actually going back and forth with them. I think they were
wrong.
Trying. They set the old honeypot, and they got him to explain what he was actually using, which was a list of quote-unquote supplements, otherwise known as gear and or steroids or human growth hormone.
Well, it should be noted here. The man has got, like, millions of followers on TikTok.
Millions upon millions.
On TikTok and Instagram, which means he makes
buku money.
Upwards of, what, like $20,000-$30,000 a month?
Probably double that.
Double that?
Yeah.
So he's close to, like, $100,000 a month on his socials?
Yeah.
Okay, just by monetizing that. So whoever he was talking to, they got him to email, and
he basically lays out everything that he's been doing, which includes taking IGF-1, which he's been taking for over a year. That's human growth hormone.
Okay.
CJC with IPAM, which is another human growth hormone. Omnitrope, which is another insulin blocker / growth hormone. And then Pure Test, which is testosterone.
Testosterone.
DECA, which is what cuts you. That's what gets you that that shredded look.
That would be your steroids.
Yes. This is the actual gear here, is the Test, Deca, and Winstrol, which will bulk you up.
And Winstrol is the big one. Winstrol is like your old school steroid.
Winstrol is the program.
Yeah.
Get Latimer. Latimer gets super. That's Latimer drugs give you lats. Like, and if you look at Liver King, his chest and lats have chest and lats.
So, the man who sells
holistic lifestyle supplements.
He has like a, he's like a, of course, merch. He's got tons of merch, even though he doesn't really wear clothes.
No.
Apparently, in all, we're talking like $12,000
worth
of HGH and steroids a month.
And he's been on
$12,000 a month.
And he's been on this stuff for a year plus.
So yeah.
So he says, which he's been on it the entire time.
So
you don't get, you can't, but let me put this out there for anybody who doesn't understand this. You cannot, it is physically impossible to get this big, this striated, this cut without gear.
Yeah.
It is, there's no human being on this planet that gets this big without it. None. Not a single one.
Uh-huh.
Period, point blank. For all of the, well, no. No.
Not like him.
No. It is physically impossible.
And that's where, can he be sued for fraud?
Probably, depending
like
on
people are.
It depends on the disclaimers that he put on his stuff, but yeah, it opens him up.
Because I mean, you're sitting there, and his whole thing is like, it's all natural. That's all he does when he's like doing push-ups and stuff, and give out $100 bills in middle of Times Square. But in the email, he's like, I've been working out for 35 years. I know how to eat, train, and recover. But as I've reached my mid 40s, it's getting harder, and the back fat. Effing blah blah blah, you know. So he's just basically saying he's had to resort to this because of getting old sucks, and you can't put on and keep on and stay as shredded as you once were without the help of any of these things. And that's where like that's where the fraud part has got to come into this. I mean, that's where you sit there and you go, that's a lie. And I wonder if anybody's going to try to take him to the cleaners of this. Like he's already being outed as a complete fraud. But I don't think that's going to change anybody because, look, how many people on the internet, especially that are these influencer types, have been already outed as complete frauds and nobody gives a rip? Because it basically what he's going to say is, oh, I'm just a content creator, and that's all I'm doing is creating content.
And the
because
guy that exposed
he has some
him,
psychopath stuff, and apparently his kids don't like him either.
No, no, he's a rotten human being. Like there's plenty of dirt on him, but the guy that exposed him is a guy who's more about like there's been this change in the health and fitness industry, this acceptance of steroids. Like just say that you're doing them.
Yeah, well, I think that's more human growth hormone and not steroids
even,
as they are.
Even gear, like even straight like tests and like there's been a shift in bodybuilding. Now, it's never going to be openly accepted in like competitions and stuff like that, but like in gyms now, it's just accepted. Like people are understanding and it's much more I've talked about this before. I've done steroids. They work, okay?
Yeah.
It was much harder then to get that stuff than it is now. And there's a much more open culture about it. It's kind of trailing and falling behind weed in the sense of, like, its acceptance, where it used to be, oh, it's so bad, it's so terrible, da-da-da-da.
Hmm.
Now it's much more openly accepted than it ever was when I was doing them 20 years ago.
They're horrible for your body. They're horrible for your body.
Yeah.
Your body seems to be holding up really well, Danny.
Well, I think there's a few other reasons for that.
But I mean, it's not helping. I can tell you that much.
I'll tell you right now, if I could get my hands on HGH, if I had $12,000 to throw away now, I'd take it in a heartbeat.
And the human growth hormone is different than your synthetic and anabolic steroids,
yes.
To where they are prescribing that as treatments now for men as you get older to replace testosterone, and there are a lot of benefits in moderation to human growth hormone that doctors and scientists are using. I agree with you on that 100%. The synthetic stuff is the more dangerous stuff, and that's the stuff like when you're taking your cattle steroids and using them on people, man, that is not good for your body. That is not.
If anybody wants
my
to
shoulder, will tell you it's not good for your body.
I tell you right now, if you want to know what the effects of this stuff can have on your body, as far as like in later in life and like what it can do, Google Conor McGregor before and after. Have you seen McGregor lately?
Yeah, I have. I like. He's a little muscle hamster.
I mean, he is.
Yeah, he looks like the Liver King now.
He does. He went from a well-trained MMA athlete. Somebody said, look, it's crazy what happens when a well-trained gym vet morphs into a Boeing 747. Like, he is so massive. And it's like, because if you've seen Conor McGregor fight, he was a lean fighter.
He was. He was small.
Yeah. Now he is beyond massive in any and every facet.
He's a big dude now. Yeah. Big
got a titanium leg and about 40 pounds of muscle.
Say it ain't so. Eating big old hunks of liver, that's not enough. It's not enough.
Have you ever eaten anything like that raw?
No.
I'm a bit of a bro when it comes to a lot of things. Eating things like that, like, did you ever watch Fear Factor?
Yes.
Did you ever see the one where they had to eat the live hissing cockroaches?
Yeah, actually, I did see that one. That was a terrifying one.
There's no amount of money in the world to get me to do it.
Yeah,
I would projectile vomit everywhere until there was nothing left in my body.
I almost like the Chappelle Show spinoff of Fear Factor with Tyrone Biggums, where he's like
the Kraken. Yeah, oh yeah,
they lay him down in there, and Joe Rogan's like, "Are you sure about this?" He's like, "I don't know if you know this, Joe Rogan. I smoke rocks." He's just like, he's fine with all of the tests.
Totally fine.
Joe Rogan's like, "Okay." I had a roommate that he we literally made audition tapes for Real World Fear Factor.
No,
Oh man. Yeah. Yeah, I also have a buddy, another one of my college teammates who made a Real World tape, and his thing was, he's like, yeah, I'm real, I live in the world, put me on the Real World. And I was like, you know what, that may get you on.
They may love the fact that
may get you on this show. It's like, I'm real, I live in the world, I'm here for the Real World. It's like, yeah, you like to party too, man. It would have been awesome.
I lost a bet to my wife when we were first dating, and I had to eat like a small raw potato.
Yes.
And I got two bites in and couldn't do it.
Yeah, raw potatoes are disgusting.
I mean, the taste, the texture, the crunch, the wetness. Like, there are a few things, and she just grabbed one and just housed it down. Just emasculated me horribly.
Yeah, that's...
I was like, wow.
That's a...
She's like, that's nothing.
Yeah, but you know what? That's not emasculating. That's one of those, oh, well, good for you. I'm not going to do it.
But yeah, like I said... A raw piece of liver?
No.
Oh, God. No.
Out.
Oh, no. Like, think.
You know, whoever our ancestor was that thought of, cooking potatoes. Or
shout out to that person.
And then,
my goodness.
The hero that fried them. My God.
Is there anything that transforms more than a potato?
Or maybe putting some meat over fire, to not have to eat raw liver.
Yeah. And can you imagine that person was probably just looked at like, look at Lung over there doing it again, sitting there cooking his meat. And he's like, you guys don't understand. And then, the old...
Who do you think the first one was that did theirs well done? Monster.
Well, I think they didn't know. They didn't know back then. They were just cooking the meat.
He just wanted to be the one guy not absolutely destroying the cave.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Just that poop corner is aggressive.
It's getting out of hand.
All right. And that's a long way of telling you the Liver King is a fraud and does $12,000 worth of performance enhancers every single month. That's a great day on the web, actually. That's not even that's a worst day on the web today. It's a great day. 503-250-1080, that is a fan text line. We've got a lot of football that we need to cover still, and we need to get to a little bit more of the Blazers in hour number three. Danny Dusty on the Fan.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Okay, we are here. At the end, we went way over on the Liver King stuff. Your text at 503-250-1080. Also, big ups to the first person to ferment and distill potatoes, a.k.a. vodka.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. I'm not a big vodka guy.
Yeah, this Liver King thanks you.
That's what
I'm saying.
So you
are a vodka guy.
That's the only answers you're taking there, bud.
I'm not a vodka boozman.
Yeah, yeah. Another text says, Instaface model wasn't telling the truth on their true life. OMG.
Shocking, I know.
How many of those folks do you think are just absolute fraud liars?
I mean,
like of the massive influencers,
yes.
We're talking millions over.
Yeah.
All.
Yeah, most of them.
Yes.
Like, here's, like, I know a couple,
isn't that crazy?
Like, female pots
that's
that
wrong.
Are IG influencers. Don't be wrong, they are very attractive people. Like,
yeah.
Beyond attractive. Like, when you walk into a room with them, you're like, how are we a part of the same race of people?
Species,
like, it's
species. Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. But then you see their pictures and you go, that's not you.
Yeah, that's not you.
Like, it's like even their ridiculous hotness is enhanced to a level that's like unfathomable.
Yeah.
And you're like, I know you. Like,
I know
that's
you.
Not you. Like,
yeah.
You're gorgeous, but that's not you.
Yeah.
And that is their entire IG reel, their entire TikTok reel. It's like, it's the stuff that they do to this stuff is just insane. None of it's real. None of it.
No, it's not. It's not. But it is giving an entire generation of
therapists work?
Of, I was just going to say Americans, but the entire generation of humanity really horrible self-esteem
yes.
and body image issues.
Yeah.
It's
oh.
great.
Oh, no, this
it's
is
awesome.
Achievable. You should be like this. No, yeah. you shouldn't. It's no. impossible.
No. Yeah.
As I always say.
Make like a super average person.
Influencer.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll work.
Like I always say, you're not ugly, you're just poor.
But there's that. But that's I've seen that with the Ronaldo meme that goes around.
Not a handsome man when he was poor.
Ah, he's beautiful now.
Now he's, you know, voted one of the sexiest people alive like every year.
Yep.
Shocking.
All right. We still haven't touched Monday Night Football because we shouldn't have. But maybe we'll get into that. We got some analytics and what the luck factor is in the NFL. But I've got to touch on, it's already an absolute disaster. This is Danny and Dusty on the Fan.